Next is David Italianda.
I didn't realize I was sitting on the bride's side. David Italianda, 17 Shoreside Lane in Searsport. I'm the owner of formerly the Left Bank Bookstore. It's the former Searsport Bank building. I believe it's one of the prettiest buildings in town. That's a personal opinion. I would like special with interested party status, not only because of the economic effects. I would also like to speak to represent the historic buildings in Searsport, and I think I can, my testimony can demonstrate perhaps some of the effects that this project might have on that.
You mentioned one thing in here. We'll question the applicant regarding market fundamentals.
I do have a question that I would, that, given the opportunity, I would certainly like to question the applicant regarding the changes in the market. If you think about when this project was started, the changes in the market for natural gas, for propane, for imported propane, for North American propane, the margin, the difference, the premium that offshore propane is now taking compared to North American. My question would be whether or not they have actually re-examined the underlying business case, which would be part of my...
If you feel that this gives you a, can use that word, special interest, to be able to question the applicant rather than waiting until the general public session, which will come later in the week?
General public session would not put my question on the record in the way that it would if I had special person's status. Moreover, my status would be related to the historic effects. The question, I think, would be illuminating to everyone. I think it's quite important. Have they re-examined the business case for this terminal? I realize they're trying to get the terminal built, but where are the people behind that? The market has changed so much. I think it's an important question to ask, and certainly important from the statute relating to financial liability. If they can make money on this project, they're going to walk away and leave us with a white elephant. And if it's a, if they don't have the financial liability,
just the reasons why you want to invest the time.
Well, that's those are the aspects that I'll be speaking to.
Thank you. It wouldn't be the same if you didn't have a question.
I'll just say this, and then maybe I won't say anything more, because it's going to be the same point more and more, and that is, I don't think what Mr. Taliander just described constitutes standing. The best evidence of that is that the Superior Court dismissed almost all these people from the lawsuit for lack of standing when they tried to challenge the BEP permit. The Planning Board has discretion, so you can let people in as much as you want. All I'm urging you to do is think about what this is going to look like and how many nights you're going to have to spend doing this if we keep letting everybody in. And finally, I'll say one last thing, and that is I'm not aware of any performance standard under the ordinance that has to do with our market.
Thank you. I guess I'm going to speak because I have the microphone. Do it. I like to err on the side of letting people express themselves, and I'd rather have them do that. And any information that the board can get is valuable. Some of it may be germane, and some of it may not pertain to the performance standards or other things, that we have to sort that out. But I'd like the people to be able to express themselves, and particularly, I'd like to see them consolidate approaches and things. And I hope this is what's going to happen. Mr. Taliander brings something a little bit different. He owns shore property, he owns a historic building downtown. He still is coming in the economics and the business side of it, but he brings another one. So I would prefer the air on the side of having more people speak than not. I've been involved in this now for 2 years, and my wife would like to have her husband back, and I would like to be back. So not looking to drag this out. It's going to be long enough. I don't want to stifle anyone either. So, may I have a motion?
Move we accept.
Move and seconded. Discussion on the motion. No discussion. All those in favor of granting interest of Patty Stanley to David Italianda, 5-0, you have it.
Thank you very much.